This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Morningstar Cathedral, Lighthouse Chapel International, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Hello. Kakra began an exciting series titled Stay Within Your Boundaries. Today, he continues. Let's join in.
I will set your bounds or your boundaries or your walls from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines, from the desert to the river. I shall deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and thou shalt drive them out from before thee. Exodus 23, verse 31. In summary, he said, just stay within your boundaries. What does that mean? First of all, let me talk about that word boundary. What does it mean? The word boundary means a point that is not possible to cross. A point. Recently, there's somebody who lives around my house, and I realized that he wanted to build on the water line that comes to my house. It's not part of his land, but he wants to build there. It's not possible to build there, but the person wanted to build there. So I called the people who manage the area. And they came, and they said to the person, look, you cannot build here. Services run here. So that thing that you have done, remove it and stay within your boundaries. Because if you want to build within your fence wall. You can't come out. It's not possible to go beyond this limit. That's what it means. A point that is not possible to cross. When I was in Kumasi, somebody came to me and told me he wanted to marry some girl in the church. When I looked at the brother and I looked at the girl that he wanted to marry, I realized this guy is crossing boundaries. I mean, I knew that it would not be possible. But he felt it would be possible. But I said to him, I said, my brother, this one, unless God himself comes from heaven. My advice to you is that I look at the girl, I look at you, you are in different boundaries. Stay within your boundaries. The guy didn't listen, he went. He came back like Humpty Dumpty. He sat on the wall and had a great fall. He wouldn't stay within his boundaries. There was another guy, he was in this church, he's no longer here. He told me he wanted to be a footballer, a professional footballer. I asked him, how old are you? He said he's 24 years old. And I said to him, what team do you play for? He said, oh, Sakumono United. I said, let me tell you something about football. I'm not a coach, but I know one or two things. I said, a player peaks at 26. When you are 26 years old, you hit your peak. From there, you begin to calm down. Because you are a human being, and God has given you some level of energy. So after 25, 26, the only way is down. And you don't even play for a third division team here. You don't play for second division. Neither do you play for a first division team. You play in Sakumono here, already 24. Already you are picking. Even before we started. So I said to him, this professional football idea, throw it away and find some job to do around because it won't work. I said, it is not possible because your age will not allow you. He didn't listen. He said, no, me, I think I can do it. I think I can play. I said, okay, go play. 5 years passed. Now he's 29. I saw him again. I said, what about the football? He said, oh, pastor, now I'm doing construction. I said, stay within your boundaries. It happened to James and John. Mark 10:35, it says, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him saying, Master, we will that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. Why did they say such a thing? Because Mark 11:24, they heard Jesus say, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, you shall receive. So they say, it means we can ask for anything. Jesus said unto them in the next verse, 36, what will you that I should do for you? 37, they said unto him, grant unto us that we shall sit one on thy right hand, the other on thy left hand in thy glory. Do you know who sits on Jesus' left hand? God himself. So they're telling God that shift and let's sit there. They were asking God himself in heaven to move so that they can sit there. You know, there are some things you ask and some things you do. You have gone beyond your boundaries. Jesus said to them, you know not what you ask. So sometimes, brothers, some of the girls you're going to propose to, you know not what you ask. You need a BMW and a 5-bedroom air conditioning house. Do you have it? You have only your chalewati. Stay within your boundaries. Put your hands together for Jesus. Don't give him glory. Point. It's not possible to cross. There are some women, when you see their face, you see this one, there's money. Oh, you don't know. Yes. Oh, Jesus said, you know not what you ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with? Thou? They said unto him, we can. Jesus said, to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give. Verse 40, he said, it is given to them for whom it is prepared. Where God is sitting, that's where you want to sit. You're going beyond your limits. Boundary means a point where it's not possible to go. It also means a point where you are not allowed to go. A point where you are not allowed to go. For example, a Christian can fall in love with an unbeliever, but by the scriptures, you are not allowed. You can do it, but it is not allowed. Nobody can stop you if you want to do it. But you are not allowed. You are going beyond your boundaries. When you have a problem with somebody, as a Christian, you are not allowed to slap the person. You can slap, but you are not allowed. It's a point where you are not allowed. You can do it, but you are not allowed. Matthew 18:15. If thy brother shall transgress against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. 16. But if he will not hear thee, take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. Next verse. But if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. If he shall neglect to tell the church, let him be unto thee as a hidden man and as a publican. Here the Bible talks about even how to resolve issues with people in the church. You are in a church with somebody and you have a problem with this person. It talks about what you are allowed to do and what you are not allowed to do. It's a limit. So I came to borrow your money in this church. And some of you are borrowing people's money. You are looking at me and you haven't paid. This is a first of all resolution. Talk to him. One-on-one. Wow. You have a marital problem. Talk to your wife. Talk to your husband. One-on-one. Your wife won't listen. Your husband won't listen. Call somebody. A friend. Let the friend come. Talk. Of course, a Christian. Talk. Cancel. The person still won't listen. The next level. You are not allowed to go to a juju man to solve this problem. The final level that you can get to, the next level, the Bible says, go and tell the pastor. But unfortunately, some of their husbands will tell their wives, yeah, if you go and tell the pastor, that church, forget it, I won't come there again. Do you hear? Do you hear? In this house, we keep things to ourselves. We are private people. Liar. Put your hands together for Jesus. We are Christians. What is allowed? The Bible says telling the pastor is allowed. But if the pastor talks, the person won't still listen. The Bible says then treat him like how you deal with unbelievers. So you have borrowed my money, you haven't paid. I've told Pastor Brian, he has spoken to you, you won't listen. Well, at dawn, we are coming with police people. I'm not allowed to take 6X to Antra Nyama to go and kiss you, but I'm allowed to bring police people. Put your hands together, stand to your feet as you close. Lift up your two hands and pray to Jesus. Just pray for yourself. Maybe as I was speaking, God spoke to your heart or something dropped in your spirit. Pray about it. Just pray about it.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us same time tomorrow as Kakwa continues this powerful message.
You are here, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to Him. You know you are far from God or you are a backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Before we go, here is a very powerful testimony that will boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, working again after 8 years of unemployment. It says, dear pastor, I write to you with inexpressible joy in my heart. I waited patiently and expectantly for the Lord, and He cried to me and He heard my cry. I was experiencing difficulty in getting a job, and I asked you to pray for me. Well, to the dream that I had. In this dream, a man let me out of a transparent bag and said, from today, you are free on this earth. Hey, what kind of bag are you in? Just think about it. After the prayer, he had a dream. In the dream, was in a transparent bag. That's serious. Even if I'd been in a prison, it would have been better. A transparent bag is keeping you. Whoa. And he said, from today, you are liberated from every evil bondage. The Lord has indeed liberated me. To the glory of God, I have started work for the first time in 8 years. Wow. The devil himself can make you unemployed. Transparent bag. I don't know what that is, a water sachet bag or what, but he was in the bag. What a shock. Secondly, I asked you to pray about the attacks on my mom because she had been having bad dreams and unusual delays in her life. After that prayer, the dreams also ceased and her life has returned to normal. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. It tells you about the power of God.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Bading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Bading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Bading. It's that simple. Kakwa Bading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
God speaks through dreams. The devil can also speak through dreams.
Can you explain why someone would amputate the hands of his own sister because of a dream?
If you dream, you see somebody that you know in the dream. Number one, it could be the person himself. Number two, it could be his spirit. Number three, it could be a familiar spirit.
Through deception, familiar spirits have destroyed businesses, marriages, families, and even churches.
You cannot tell that which is false by using your eyes.
By using scriptures, visions, and personal experience, Kakwa Bading puts in your hands keys that will help you understand, identify, and defeat familiar spirits.
You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Revealed Unmasking Familiar Spirits at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakwabading.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. That's +233 55 700 9010. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. That's +233 20 75 75 215. We also deliver worldwide.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 055-790-1010. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233-20-7575-215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.